Hello, Audioboo. Graham here, Black73Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. Two new people have entered my Audioboo feed today, one of whom is Top Gold, who I've just listened to for the first time with his post with his little boy, I think it was, playing various instruments and banging around in the background as he was recording and forming a bit of a backing track. And his, I was very interested by his by his take on why the child was making those noises and how it's trying to interact. I've never thought of it that way before. Very interesting. And being a father of a child of a similar age, it's kind of food for thought, really. But yeah, very good. And I shall definitely be tuning in for more from Top Gold. And the other person who has come into my feed is Claire Randall, on the back of a boo from Daylight Gambler about sharing your location on social networks, etc. Very good boo this morning about this whole Facebook selfie appendage in a bag type campaign thing that's going around. Yeah, I find myself in vehement agreement. It's just, as far as the women go with the no makeup on, yeah, so vacuous at best. Really, I just don't see it. I think it's just a joke, to be quite honest. And as far as the lads going around with cock in a sock, really? I mean, if the women jumped on that, are we going to have foo in a shoe next week? It's just like, it's just bonkers. It's just utterly bonkers. And bordering on obscene, and as Claire quite rightly says, it's got the word charity in front of it. It's going to be displayed much more publicly on timelines all across the globe. The way that Facebook's privacy settings are at the minute, they're so blinking complex that you just can't work out who can see what you're posting anyway. So, yeah, it's always best to err on the side of caution. And yes, quite rightly, 13, even though it is the minimum requirement to have a Facebook account, it's still far too young to be seeing pictures of that. Not that I'm a prude or anything. I've got likes and follows on pages that show some quite sort of obscene and graphic imagery, but I'm 41 years old and I can choose to look at that kind of stuff if I want to. And I don't mean naughty stuff. I don't mean like people doing rudy things. I mean like these things where they show off people doing really stupid stuff, or you know, saying stupid things or ridiculous posts. I think one of them is called "Remember Britain, Stay Classy," which just shows how stupid society can be, and also just how downright wrong society can be. And I find that kind of sort of fascinating in a way. But again, you know, I wouldn't want my kids seeing that. If you've got your kids on Facebook, you should be checking their account anyway. But we all know that there are kids on Facebook that are a lot younger than 13 years of age. And because these things have got the word charity thing in them, as Claire says, it will just bypass all of Facebook's buffers, all of Facebook's filters, and it will land straight smack bang in everybody's public timeline. So no, not a fan. Although, you know, hey, I'm not there to sort of tell other people what they can and can't post on their Facebook feed. Ultimately, if they're on my Facebook friends list, in some way, however tenuous, they are my friends. I choose to have some kind of interaction with them, whether it be Facebook, solely on Facebook. It's not for me to tell people what they can and can't post. And this whole selfie campaign, you know, clearly a lot of people think it's a good thing, and a lot of people have had some fun and some enjoyment out of it. And, you know, if there's a little bit of money gone to charity, what's the harm, really? The sock thing, though, is another matter, and I just don't think I've seen any of my friends posting anything like that yet, and I really hope that I don't. But then again, who am I to tell them not to? They're my friends, ultimately. I wouldn't tell them to go home and change if they walked into a pub with an offensively loud shirt on. I wouldn't tell them not to buy a packet of cheese and onion crisp because it might make their breath smelly. So why should I tell them what they can and can't post on their own Facebook page? Really, I'm not in the position to do that. I wouldn't like it if somebody told me that they didn't like what I was posting. Scroll down, move on to the next thing. If you don't like what I'm saying, you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to read it. You don't have to interact with it. Just move on. Or enter into a debate. Debate is good. So yeah, two sides of the coin. I personally find it quite abhorrent, but hey, if that's what people want to do, if that's what makes people happy, then fine. You do get these things that kind of go sort of semi-viral occasionally, don't you? I mean, there was the one about the handbags, is it? You know, my wife likes it on the bottom of the stairs, my wife likes it on the coffee table, my wife likes it on the kitchen unit. Yeah, okay, funny. It's the what makes me laugh is when somebody gets that about 3 weeks later and the joke's over, but somebody still thinks it's they've just twigged onto what's going on and then decide to post themselves. That kind of makes me chuckle. But, you know, ultimately, post whatever you want, people. I can scroll past it. I don't have to look at it. I don't have to get involved. As far as the charity thing goes on Facebook, that is starting to get annoying. But again, hey, it seems like every week there's four or five things on my Facebook feed going, I'm about to climb a mountain. I'm going to swim down the River Thames. I'm going to run on a treadmill for 500 miles. Please go to my Just Giving page and give some money to save the Hottentot tribe of Outer Bajana, wherever it is. I know that was rubbish. I was riffing. But yeah, you get so many of these things. Give to my charity. Give to my charity. No, I won't. I'm more than capable of deciding if and when and where I want to send any money. If indeed I want to at all. I don't need five or six people asking me for money every week, especially when I ain't got much myself. And if you do it for one person, my view is as soon as I give in and I give to one person, then however much I like that cause, however much I agree with what they're doing, however much I think what they're doing is an achievement and deserves some recognition, as soon as you've donated to one of these things, because Facebook is a social network, chances are if Joe Bloggs asks me for a fiver because he's climbing Mount Everest, and then I give Joe Bloggs a fiver, and then the next week Mary Smith wants a fiver because she's swimming the English Channel, chances are that Mary Smith knows Joe Bloggs and also knows me. So chances are that Mary Smith knows that I've given a fiver to Joe Bloggs to climb Everest. So she's suddenly going to be saying, well, surely Graham will give me a fiver for swimming the English Channel because he gave Joe Bloggs a fiver. Well, I haven't got another fiver because I've just given it to Joe Bloggs. Do you know what I mean? But it just becomes, to me, it just becomes really awkward. And now I just ignore them all. Ignore them all. I really will. I just refuse to interact. But again, it goes back to what I'm saying. Scroll down. I don't have to react to it. I don't have to respond to it. I don't have to read it. Scroll down. See, it's for charity. Scroll down. Just let it go. Just let it go. So there you go. That's me rant. Semi-rant. Not really ranting. Kind of, I'm on the fence. I don't really like it. But then ultimately, I'm not in any way qualified to say, don't do it. Do what you want, people. Just don't expect me to get involved. Because I'm a grumpy, old, cantankerous person who doesn't like that kind of thing. I'm sure some of you are starting to realise that now. Anyway, what else have I got to tell you? Nothing very much. I'm really enjoying everybody else's posts. I listen to all one word. Doing his report from inside his gift from the Polish clothing bank with his two Polish army ponchos or something. It's really quite ironic, really. I get an envelope with a plastic bag through my door nearly every week saying, put all your old clothes in here and we'll send it to the poor people in Eastern Europe. And from what I can gather, Rick's just paid 20 quid for a couple of coats from Poland to wrap around a post. I'm only taking the mic. It does sound pretty awesome, actually. And I'm very tempted to have a look at one myself for side camping, not for wild camping, but for side camping. It sounds like it could be quite good fun in the summer. But yes, if you haven't listened to that, check out All One Word and his post about the Polish Lavu, I think it's called. Yeah, sounds like an awesome bit of kit, but I just thought it was quite amusing that he was sleeping in a Polish soldier's coat from 1970 or something or whatever. But yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I've really enjoyed that little series of posts from inside the Lavu. And yeah, it was really, really good. It was nice to get that stream. And then also some posts from him climbing a hill and getting told off by the farmer for trespassing. Naughty boy. Anyway, I'm off. Catch you later, guys. Bye-bye.